Sailors used to mistake them for mermaids. Their gentle demeanor and outgoing personalities make them popular with humans. Yet it is we who pose the greatest threats to their survival. How can we help rather than hurt manatees? I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Though manatee populations have rebounded since their placement on the endangered species list back in 1967, there's still work to be done to ensure the well-being of this beloved animal. Joining me today is Jen Dittmar, the manager of the National Aquarium's Animal Rescue Program and an expert on endangered and threatened marine animals. Thanks for joining me, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
When thinking about manatees, most people think about Florida. Is that the only place they can be found?
Manatees do primarily live in Florida, but they can also be found off the coast of Maryland and the rest of the mid-Atlantic in the summer months as they travel north up the coast. We regularly have manatee sightings in Maryland and Virginia each summer, and the National Aquarium actually had a male manatee named Chessie under our care in 1994. Chessie was stranded in the Chesapeake Bay that fall and spent several days with us before finally being flown back to Florida. Chessie's actually traveled back to the Chesapeake Bay a few times since his initial visit.
He sounds like a well-named manatee. Why would a manatee travel this far north?
Well, they are definitely on the hunt for food. Manatees are herbivores, and the submerged aquatic vegetation growing in the Chesapeake Bay is a real ideal for their voracious appetite. They can spend up to 7 hours a day snacking on plants, and they can eat 100 to 200 pounds of plants in just 24 hours.
What effect does the manatee's consumption of so much aquatic vegetation have on the ecosystem?
Manatees play a critical function in seagrass production by spreading seeds that help expand seagrass beds. And those seagrass beds provide critical habitat for fish, crabs, and marine invertebrates.
So I understand that manatees have no natural enemies in the wild, but as we've already noted, they do face threats from human activity. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, collisions to watercraft are the leading human-caused threat to manatees. Another serious threat is the loss of warm water habitat that is essential for their survival. And algal blooms, which are often the result of human activity, are also harmful to manatees.
Now, the federal government recently removed manatees from the endangered species list and changed their status to threatened. That would seem to be a good sign that their population numbers are improving. Is it?
Well, manatee populations are difficult to estimate accurately because they're counted through aerial surveys, and there are many factors at play, such as weather and water visibility. However, this was the third year in a row that more than 6,000 manatees were counted through aerial surveys. There were only a few hundred left in the 1970s and roughly 1,200 manatees in 1991.
Well, that sounds good. We do also know that many groups have voiced opposition to this delisting, citing concerns that manatees could now potentially receive less protection than they enjoyed when they were called endangered.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has emphatically stated that the protections in place for manatees will not decrease with the change in their status.
Oh, good. One last question. What can each of us do to help protect these gentle giants?
As with all wildlife, it's important to observe them from a distance. Harassment by humans is a big issue for these marine mammals. It can be especially harmful to disturb resting manatees and mothers that are nursing their calves. People can also get involved in activities to protect wildlife habitats. And if you're a boater, you can be responsible and abide by speed zone regulations and also keep a proper lookout.
Well, thank you very much, Jen.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The story of the graceful manatee is another reminder for all of us to do what we can to protect endangered and threatened species. If you spot a manatee locally, please call the National Aquarium's Animal Rescue Hotline at 410-576-3880. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.